But back then there was an invisible, this is my recollection, like an invisible fence between Hamilton Holt and Rollins. It was like we were two separate entities. There was services and events, and if you weren't a day student, you weren't invited. Even if it was something of interest, even if you needed this service, if you're a Holt student, you had to go figure it out for yourself. I found that, and I know I'm not alone, very demeaning, not just because I'm a black female, but it didn't matter if you were black. If you were a Holt student, you were a Holt student, and this was off limits because this was for that. It just didn't matter. To me, it made us feel like second-class citizens at Rollins College. And that went on for a long time. There was just this separation. And when Dr. Duncan came to Rollins College, it was like he came in, and I guess what in my mind equated it to was when the Great Wall of China came down, and you could walk from this side of the fence to that side of the fence, and everything was okay. He took away the stigma. It was almost like a stigma of being a Holt student. Yeah.